broadcasting live from the Toyota Studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com. I got that wood.
This is The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
I don't mind cigarettes being inside.
Tommy Kraft.
Their parents were acting a fool in the bleachers at the Boys Club.
And Nick Mason.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas.
Wait, beautiful day?
It's always a beautiful day when you're alive, Tommy.
Okay. I'll grant you that.
Yes, got to go with the cliche stuff. But no, okay, no. As far as the weather goes, no, that is not very beautiful.
Mr. Rogers over here.
Yeah, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hey, that should be some type of segment.
Cliche stuff. Yeah. We hate cliches.
Yeah, so I got to start off that way. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason in studio with you. Thank you for making us a part of your day today. We're going to continue to talk spring football. We're going to have Richard Davenport on in about 15 minutes to talk a little Arkansas recruiting. And it's all being brought to you in part by Williams Tractor. Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from Williams Tractor in Fayetteville and in Rogers. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cash back options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by Williams Tractor in Fayetteville or Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas and Rogers today to see how much you can save. Going off of what Chad Morris was discussing yesterday, this was another interesting point that he made, too, dealing with the former players coming back and how he's been recognizing them and welcoming back and how he feels and some of the guys, because if you've been following on social media, you've seen some of the players that have made returns and going to pro day. So when he's asked about it, he's all welcoming back with open arms.
Yeah, isn't it neat when you see all those guys come back? I mean, you know, it really is special. You know, I was visiting with Ryan Mallett yesterday. He was up here throwing, and obviously he's a guy that I've visited with several times. But all these former players coming back in here, and as we have, and I've shared, again, this is just my personality, I want to welcome these guys back. And those that may have been just a little bit standoffish, whether or not should I come back around this new staff, how do I fit in? Man, we fit in, all right? You fit in with open arms. This is your home. This is some place. And as I shared with our players today before we broke and went to the scrimmage, that, you know, there's been many people that has sweated and cried and cheered that wore that helmet, that wore that logo on your helmet before you.
So I'm wondering about his mentality towards former players. You feel like this is a no-brainer, but at the same time, if you're a former player, sometimes it can be a little awkward when it's like, when do I go over there? Is it cool?
Well, let me tell you, it's been that way previously, but in recent times, it has not been that way.
That's true.
Where previous players, and it's not necessarily a reflection on the coaching staff, but the administration, just the total
disconnect.
Aura around the program, the athletic department was former players, Letterman, weren't valued, weren't appreciated. And some of that was the previous coaching staff. Some of it was the previous administration. But I think the new administration because it's a weird deal right now. We got a new AD and a new coach all at one time, and that's pretty unusual to have all of that happen at one time. It's not every day that happens. I think they are embracing a lot of the previous players and the alumni and the Letterman to come back in, and they're liking that, because I know I've talked to several of these guys that they felt disenfranchised to a degree. They felt unwelcome. They felt like they weren't wanted when they had Letterman's events around spring games or around a fall practice or whatever. Coaches wouldn't come talk, or, you know, there just wasn't the engagement that there had been in previous coaching staff. So I think all of this is very good, because you need these guys. You need their support. You need their checkbooks, and you need them out. You need them out talking up your program, because when times get tough, these are the guys that keep you going through it.
And not only that, don't you think that recruits call up some of these guys
exactly
and ask them, what do you think I should do?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're looking at a guy like Jerry is right. And it seems that there's a pretty big time recruit from Warren yet again. Who do you think he's going to call up and say, hey, what do you think I should do? You think I should go to Arkansas? Do you think I should go to Alabama? Do you think I should go to one of these other places? So it would be good if
whose
you had
opinion
a good,
are they going
to
value?
Right, if you had a good relationship with Jerry Schreit. And now, there are a bunch of cases out there, but Hunter Henry, he has somebody that's related to him that's pretty
not
good.
Bad.
That's
yeah,
pretty
not bad.
Good at football as well. And just, like, these things happen, and these guys are going to be spokesmen for your university.
Yep.
And another thing, on the flip side of that, what hurts you even more than these guys going out and singing your praises, if you have former players talking bad about the university or talking bad about the offensive line or how bad the coaches are, or how bad, as a recruit, you're looking at a guy that played at this university and this is what he's saying about a school that he should be biased towards. So you're definitely not signing with the school if the former players are talking bad about that school. So, yeah, I think it's really important to have the former players, especially guys who are currently in the NFL right now. It's good to have those guys on your side.
Yep. And another thing, too, is that you brought up with the recruiting side of things as well. And as funny as it may seem, sometimes that these even guys that may have not been big time players for Arkansas, they were, you know, starters or whatnot, but they're not the most memorable players. You never know if they have a relative or a nephew or a son or whoever that at some point in time might end up being a big-time player that's looking at different schools. And
great
to just
point.
Have that connection in there from the get-go to say, hey, well, let me take you over to meet Coach Morris. I've got a relationship with him. He'll let us pop in anytime. I mean, just having that little small thing can open up a lot of different doors. And it's just funny to me because we're talking about something that seems so stupidly obvious that you want to have in your football program. You want to have former players feel welcome at any point in time. And the fact that, in which I'm not saying it didn't happen because it did happen, the fact that there was a time and there were instances where former players did not feel welcome, did not feel like they could just come back to the school that they played at, that they had a lot of success at, that they loved so dearly, that they couldn't come back just to talk to the coach or be a part of events or be a part of what's been going on or have a say, is just asinine. That the fact that wasn't even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, Chad Morris is wanting to put a huge emphasis on it. And like Jarius Wright was the big name. He mentioned 1-5, Ryan Mallett coming back as well. You know, having these guys even of recent memory that some recruits will remember, because that's another big thing, too. You want to have former players that people can recognize. You know, they'll recognize Jarius Wright because he's in the NFL. They'll recognize Ryan Mallett because of the success he had in college and also being in the NFL. They'll recognize these guys, and that's helpful, too. So, I think it's if there was one thing that I could take away from Chad Morris right now of what he's doing and a great job at, I think that's one of the things you really have to give him credit for, and being as open and as resilient in getting guys that used to play for the program back into the fold. That's important. It's part of kind of patching up the whole disconnect that the University of Arkansas Athletic Department had from a lot of different perspectives, whether it's former players or parts of the state or whatever it may be. It's all just part of the healing process to try to get it back to what it once was.
And it looks good for those guys to get on Twitter and talk about how great the coaching staff is and take tweets with them and pictures and to post those different things. It looks good for the program. And once again, there are future recruits or current recruits out there that are watching everything that you do, that are watching everything that you post, and they're watching probably other things other than games as much as they're watching the games, like watching what uniforms you have, watching who you interact with, who you know, how many NFL guys are saying, hey, thanks to Chad Morris for sending me my Razorback care package, which that was a thing that I thought Bielema did do a good job is sending gear out to NFL guys, and those guys then going to Twitter to post that, because everything is a platform. You need to use those guys to get your name out there and to help you recruit.
I mean, I got a buddy of mine who played up there, and you know, he was a letterman up there, and they brought back some guys and they introduced him at a spring game, and they put their name, and they got his name wrong on the They introduced him wrong on the scoreboard. I mean,
that doesn't surprise me.
You can't do that type of stuff.
Can't happen.
But does that surprise you though?
Well, you just can't do that type stuff.
I agree, but does that surprise you?
No, I mean, yes, because you should. Those kind of things can happen.
Yeah.
And the fact that it did, I mean, I see what you're saying. It's not surprising, but at the
same time, I just
know
this.
It can't happen.
And don't get me wrong. I don't know who your buddy was, but outside of Darren McFadden, they've gotten guys' names wrong that write tens of millions of dollars to that university. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying it does not surprise me that they did get a letterman's name wrong.
Yeah. They don't need to have the disconnect anymore. And they just need to have it to where everybody feels like they're all a part of it, because that's what has made the Arkansas program as good as it has been, is because of the amount of the state, the former players, everyone's just a part of the quote-unquote Razorback family. That means a lot to them.
And it's not just... And we're not just saying that they need to do this for our benefit or for the fans' benefit. They need to do this for their own benefit, because when times get tough, people remember these things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And whenever the times got tough last year, then people just started to remember just all these different things and all these things that you did not do. And it's just a lot easier to make a case for why you should be fired or, you know, and all those things. If you aren't handling things the right way, and if former players don't have positive things to say about you, because one of the most depressing calls that we got last year was whenever we had a former player call in and talk about how they were laughing at the offensive line, how bad they were. And when it comes to that point as a program, I mean, at that point, you really just want to put your head under covers and hide.
Yeah, you end up putting yourself in really bad shape. We're going to catch up and talk with Richard Davenport about this, among other things, with recruiting here in just a little bit. But first, this from Kevin Hickey.
Yeah, has your life got a lot of drama, a lot of legal battles, a lot of things that, you know, just right now you need someone to help you with a divorce matter, child or custody matter. Maybe you're dealing with a DHS matter. You don't know who to turn to get help. Well, I've got someone you can get some help from, and that's the Kevin Hickey Law Team. They're experienced, they're caring, and they center their practice around those issues: divorce, child in custody, and matters involving the DHS. And they have offices on both sides of the tunnel. They're in the River Valley in Fort Smith. They're also in Northwest Arkansas. So no matter where you're listening this morning, they have an office convenient to you to help you out. KevinHickeyLaw.com for more details. You want to call them in Fort Smith, it's 479-434-2414. And in Northwest Arkansas, it's 479-802-6560. Don't worry, all those numbers, all those details are at their website, KevinHickeyLaw.com. So if you're going through something tough right now, the Kevin Hickey Law Team can help you through with their experience, their caring team, and they can keep your best interest in mind when it comes to divorce, child in custody, and DHS matters. KevinHickeyLaw.com, where clients are the main priority from start to finish.
And 95.3. The Morning Rush is powered by HitThatLine.com. Razorback news, opinions, videos, anytime, and always free. Streaming now on HitThatLine.com.
Welcome back into The Morning Rush. We're going to catch up with Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, as well as Recruiting Thursday, here in just a second. First, I got to tell you about Sassy's. It's that time of day, or that time of segment, whatever you want to say, in the show where I'm starting to get really hungry. So me talking about Sassy's is going to be difficult.
It's not helping.
It's not helping at all, but I'm going to get through it somehow, some way. But Sassy's, incredible food. See if I can't even speak right. Mm-hmm. Incredible food, incredible atmosphere, an incredible place to go. I love the barbecue nachos that they have, because they make it the way I like it, where it's just, it's something simple. There's no extra stuff down there. It's barbecue nachos with barbecue sauce and cheese and chips. That's, I mean, and jalapenos. That's the way it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they make it. So go in there and get my favorite thing. Obviously, the barbecue nachos. They got the catfish barbecue quesadillas, which I've yet to try. I kind of want to try those because I am a fan of quesadillas. I don't know how you make them with barbecue. I never
barbecue taco. The tacos they have on there are really good too.
Yeah, so, yeah, the tacos are good tacos, too. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with anything at Sassy's, especially when it comes to barbecue. So stop on by for lunch, dinner, whatever you want in Fayetteville. Two locations: one off Weddington and one off College. Sassy's barbecue. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We welcome in Richard Davenport of Recruiting Thursday right here on these radio stations that you can hear him from 7 o'clock tonight. Richard, appreciate you joining us. We've been talking a lot about Chad Morris and him welcoming back in former players, how that can help with recruiting and a lot of different aspects. What do you think about Chad Morris really putting a priority on that to get those guys back in, and what kind of impact can it have?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think that's a plus. I mean, kids see that, see the former players get coming back on campus, and you know, every kid wants to go to the NFL, and the more guys that you can get back on campus, and you tweet them out and let them know that hey, here's another former NFL player back on campus. You know, you could be next, and pretty much along those lines. That's how you kind of sell it. But it just creates a lot of pride also. I mean, the guys, obviously, being former Razorbacks, they want to see the program continue to be successful. And those guys also, when they come back on campus and talk with the current players, they're inspiration to those guys too.
Another guy that was welcome back with open arms from Mike Anderson and staff, also to the Razorback nation and fan base just in general, Daniel Gafford. He's coming back to school. He announced it a few days ago. As far as recruiting goes, to have a guy that comes back to school and develops a lot more and goes higher in the draft, what do you think that does for Mike Anderson and his staff whenever they get back on the recruiting trail?
Well, I mean, they can obviously say, hey, this guy had a chance to go to the NBA. I mean, he could have easily gone to the NBA and made millions, but he wants to come back and continue to experience the college life at the University of Arkansas and also get better. And that's something that you can sell. And kids, you know, obviously they used Bobby Portis a lot. They sold that a lot when he went after a sophomore year, and they'll be able to use that with Daniel too. When they go see guys during the spring and summer for the 2019 and 2020 classes, and talk to some of those big guys, you know, and say, hey, you know, look at Daniel. He's coming back, and you know, look at the success he had as a freshman, and obviously you look at the jump that Bobby made from freshman to sophomore year. If Daniel can do the same thing, that only helps, your program, obviously, but in recruiting also.
Richard, we just got about 30 seconds, but I want to ask you about this. College basketball, with Arkansas specifically, there's always been transfers. There's always been guys moving on to the NBA. It seems like there's a lot of a revolving door effect in Arkansas specifically. Do you see any type of thing happening this year where some guys may be looking to leave or anything like that?
Well, that's always a possibility. You always anticipate that could be a possibility, and I think there was 800 transfers last year, so that's just the norm. You usually have one or two a year, so not saying that's going to happen this year, but you always have that possibility.
Richard Davenport, you can hear him on Recruiting Thursday tonight, 7 p.m. right here on the station. Appreciate it, Richard. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, that was Richard with Recruiting Update. This is The Morning Rush.
The most honest sports radio show in Arkansas. This is The Morning Rush.
Welcome back into The Morning Rush. Appreciate everybody listening in today. Hope everyone's staying dry out there.
Good luck.
Looking out our window. My goodness. Like floodplains. Probably to go swimming. Feel bad for this dog that's out here running too. There's a dog out there getting a little wet, so hopefully that gets figured out. But anyways, appreciate everybody listening anyways, as it's definitely been a wet one. In this segment, we're going to do our on-the-spot question of the day presented by Washington Regional.
Walker Heart Institute at Washington Regional offers preventative and acute care as well as management of chronic conditions. They have 11 board-certified cardiologists. And they are the outpatient heart failure clinic, as well as the valve clinic and the lipid clinic as well, that you need to turn to. Plus, Washington Regional is the first in the state to be accredited by the American College of Cardiology as a chest pain center with life-saving PCI intervention and resuscitation. For a complete list of locations and services, go to walkerheart.org.
when the question of the day, and speaking with Chad Morris, since that was one of our major topics of talking about former players, how big of an impact does that have on the university when you have former players involved with the university itself?
Huge impact. I think that former players, if you get the right ones on board, I think that they can sign recruits for you. I really do. These recruits are smart. They're reaching out to these former players throughout or through Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, and guys that are at the highest level, the NFL, the NBA, wherever you want to put it. That's where these high school kids are trying to get. So they're going to reach out to those guys as much as possible to ask them for advice. And I sure don't want somebody telling the recruits, well, the offensive line here is terrible, or Brett Bielema can't coach at all, or they don't treat you well after you leave. It's already difficult enough to recruit here, so you definitely need all of those guys on your side.
Think about it from the standpoint of if you're looking to go to work at a company, and you talk to former employees of that company. If the former employees tell you how wonderful it is and that they treat you fairly and they you know, that they live up to their word and they, you know, that the benefits are good, and you go down a list of wonderful things they have to say about it, you're probably likely to consider them as a place you would want to go to work.
Yeah.
But if everything they have to say is, no, they short your paycheck, they don't follow through on the things they say they're going to do, every time you turn around, they're changing a policy that's not good for the employees.
Nick Mason works there. Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
you know, that's probably not a place you're going to consider as a place you really want to go to work, particularly if you are a very talented individual. Which, who are you trying to recruit? Well, 4- and 5-star athletes that have lots of options.
Lots of options.
So all of these things matter. So to draw that correlation, I think it's pretty basic here. You know, former players are like former employees to a great degree. If the people that used to be part of your organization give you, hey, if I had the chance, I'd go back there. You know, well, that's a pretty high praise. That's a pretty good recommendation. And when you can't get that from people, that you know, that makes people wonder, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on there?
Well, and then if a player that's trying to look at going to a particular school, in this case, they want to have that type of mentality once they leave the school, to where they will feel welcomed back. They will feel like, okay, you gave us your 4 years, now move along. We're, you know, we're going to forget about you. They want to have that same feeling, because, you know, I know it gets talked about a lot and maybe it gets overblown or over exaggerated, but there are a lot of times where there's players that may be remembered for being great in college, like specifically at Arkansas. Great Arkansas players, great state ambassadors. Everyone loved them. They were successful and all of that. But 10, 15 years after leaving college, tough times hit them. There's times where they need help in some form or fashion, whether it's a job, whether it's money, whether it's just support itself. And there's a lot of people that would be willing to reach out and help that individual just because they were a Razorback. And so you want to have them also, if they're in that situation, to feel like they can be welcomed back into the fold. And I know that there's been players, you know, that's had this certain situation happening. So that's all I'm saying. Let's go to the phone lines, 877-377-6963. Jimmy is in Morrilton. What's going on, Jimmy?
Top of the morning to you, fellas.
Top of the morning to you.
You gotta have a guy in the leadership role like Chad Morris that welcomes these guys back and is proud to have them back, even if he didn't coach them. That's the most important thing. But, hey, you guys might have touched on this already, but the rumor, Central Arkansas, Darius Hall is transferring out. Have you heard that? What can you tell me?
Well, we've heard the rumor. I appreciate you calling. We've definitely heard the rumor. Nothing set in stone, nothing official, but I think that the things that we were alluding to as far as transfers or somebody leaving, you know, there may be something like that going on.
Yeah, and that is the rumor out there right now, that people think C.J. Jones and Darius Hall may transfer out. Somebody actually even sent me a message or posted something that there was somebody that called into another radio show and said that they got it from one of the kids' high school coaches or something like that. And you know, that'd be very unfortunate. But the thing about transfers, though, is that people or kids say they're going to transfer all the time. Like, I hear kids say that, oh, I'm going to transfer, I'm going to leave early, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Nothing is official until they've signed those papers. And now after that, then it becomes official, and from there you can figure out, okay, where you're going to go from there. But whenever a kid first goes to a coaching staff and says he wants to transfer, at that point, I think the coaching staff then tries to re-recruit him, and then, you know, they just kind of figure things out after that. I don't think, and once again, as long as Daniel Gafford's on the team, I don't know how big of a difference that one guy is going to make in winning and losing games next season. But as far as your future, you just hate to see guys that you've invested time, energy, and money into, you just hate to see those guys go to another program.
Yeah, and especially for guys that you feel like could have had some upside, like a Darius Hall, since that is the one that's in question right now for being rumored of transferring out. A Darius Hall, where he showed flashes. There was time he started. There was times he showed some athleticism. There were times that he was able to hit a couple shots here and there. So you saw him as being a guy that had some upside to him.
Guys generally don't leave for reasons other than playing time. I mean, playing time is usually the crux of it, unless there's a discipline issue off the floor. He seems like a guy that's not going to have a problem getting playing time in the future. So that would make you wonder, that it doesn't all compute as to why he would want to leave.
It's got to be other reasons.
He's going to have a great opportunity to be a starter on this basketball team.
And sometimes, though, it's more than that. There are, because you have to remember, there are always people in your ear. There are always people telling you how great you are, or how you need to be getting as many shots as Daryl Macon, or how you need to be over here and you need to be featured, or you need to develop your point guard skills or your shooting guard skills. And people just are always chirping in your ear. Now, sometimes that the chirping is correct and you need to listen to that chirping and you need to go other places and it's time for you to leave. And other times people give you bad advice. So it's tough to determine if it's good advice or bad advice. And a lot of times kids make the wrong decisions.
I mean, my goodness, you can say that for almost anything. When it comes to especially college athletics, when you're recruiting, you know, people are telling you where to go. When you're in school, if you're not getting the playing time to transfer or to talk to the coach or to do this or do that or to leave early, you know, or, to, you know, I'm sure even if in the NBA or in professional sports, I'm sure that there is still some of that going on. Now, it's probably not as evident because it is a professional organization and they don't really care about what you say most of times unless, you know, you're one of those big money makers that can have a little power. But I think that goes on a lot, and that's what's so important about, again, I wasn't recruited as a big-time athlete, so I probably can't say as much as other people could who were, but I feel like that would be one of the most difficult things you could ever go through as an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid, is to have so many people that you care about, which, let's be honest, it's friends, it's family members, it might be former coaches, current player, whoever, that are around you, your peers, that are telling you 14 different things for you to do, and you don't really know where to turn. You know, people could say, well, just do what you feel is right, which I agree with. But at the same time, you want to have someone helping you out because you're still a kid. You want to have some type of guidance to help you, put you in a position to where you're going to be successful because you're still a kid. You're still figuring life out. You're still trying to figure all these things out and to decipher what's best for you. Because your parents say one thing or your friends say one thing or your coaches say one thing can be a lot to process and a lot to overcome for a kid that's going through something like that.
And it's just, I mean, it's the trend right now. And if you don't think that guys are looking around and seeing, okay, well, this guy left or there, another guy left or there are 800 other kids that are doing it right now. So now it's the norm. You do realize it's turning into to where it's not normal to stick it out if things don't go your way.
Four-year players staying at one school is almost unheard of.
Well, I mean, that's what Tubby was talking about a couple of weeks ago. Memphis boy got fired. We've made it so easy for kids to quit. There's 600, 700 transfers a year, whatever he was talking about. We've created a culture because it starts, you know, in a conversation like we were having a couple weeks ago or whatever, that, you know, we've made it so easy because the parents aren't holding. We've got a culture where the parents don't hold the kids accountable. They're always blaming the person in charge. It's either the coaches or the teachers or the cops or somebody else's fault. It's never their own kid's fault as to why it's not working out the way it should. And they're the first. I mean, we got a society now, and I'm generalizing, but the first thing you do is you run down to the school and you blame the teacher why the kid's got an F.
Right.
Not the fact that the kid never cracks a book.
Right.
It's teacher's fault.
Sometimes, though, it is the coach's fault, but now that just turns into the game that we're in because, John, if you're recruiting my son and he's a five-star quarterback or a five-star center, or not even that, if you're recruiting my son and he's going to be a good piece at some point in the future and you want him, and I say, okay, well, the only way I'm going to come here is if, you know, do you think my kid is going to start? Is he going to be able to shoot all these shots? At the time you're recruiting him, you're going to tell him anything to get him on campus because that's just the game that you play. And so 90% of the coaches are just going to be saying yes, yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, especially whenever you're not talking about giving them money. All they're asking is, okay, so how's he going to fit in the offense? Do you think that you can develop him into being a pro? Mm-hmm. Can you help him out in this area, that area? You're going to continue to say yes and yes and yes and yes and yes. And then when that kid gets to campus, it's not always yes, 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 yes. And some of those things don't always happen. And I'll tell this last quick story. I had a coach, and it wasn't Pelfrey, but there was a coach on the coaching staff that, and Marshawn Powell actually committed to the University of Arkansas, never took a visit. Never taken a visit, committed to the University of Arkansas. There was a coach on our staff that told him he did not have to go to class.
Great.
They told him, hey, if you come here to school or whatever, then you have to go a little bit. But on days where you really don't feel like going, or if you want to skip a couple of days, or you don't want to go on Fridays, you don't have to come to class. And he really came here like, man, this is great. You didn't got to go to class here. And I looked at him like he was crazy. Like, whoa, who told you that?
Yep.
But it's just going back to coaches
You'll
are telling players anything,
yeah.
And then players are getting to campus and they're believing all of that hype, and then they're transferring.
And then if you want to have an actual legitimate example, look at Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M and the amount of quarterbacks he had transfer out. Why? Why do you always have a five-star quarterback transferring out? Kyler Murray, he was supposed to be the next big thing. Why did he transfer out? Because he kept promising all of them, you're going to play, you're going to be the guy. And then they weren't. And because as a coach, what are you going to do if a five-star, if Kyler Murray's parents or him saying, he's like, so what are we going to do for me? Well, I'm going to have you sit out for a year or two and, you know, we'll develop your game a little bit.
And work your way on up.
Yeah, and work your way up the depth chart.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to the next one.
I know. That's the way it is.
But if you tell him,
you're going to play day one.
Day one, I'm going to bring you in, and I'm bringing you in to compete for the first spot, and I really think you're going to win it. Knowing in the back of your mind he's not going to play for 2 years, you get there, that stuff doesn't happen, those kids leave.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is at this point in time. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to be on location tomorrow, Clay Maxey.
Yeah, we're going to be up in Harrison tomorrow. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there. So come out and join us in the morning at Clay Maxey Motorsports. Going to be telling you about Hustler Mowers, Kawasaki Side-by-Sides. It's spring. The grass will be growing. With all this rain we've had. And the sun that's going to be on the way. The grass will be growing soon. You're going to need a great way to mow it. We'll be telling you about that tomorrow. Also, spring means you're going to be doing some trail riding, being in the outdoors. We'll be telling you about some of those Kawasaki side-by-sides at Clay Maxey Motorsports. We'll be there in the morning. You can come by and say hello at Clay Maxey Motorsports.
It's going to be an awesome time.
In Harrison, so
yes.
Come on by.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome time, no doubt about it. All right, we're going to take our final break, get to the last segment, some storylines I definitely want to bring up, and get the thoughts and opinions of Tommy and Nick. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. This is The Morning Rush.
The voice of Razorback fans across Arkansas.